Hey yo people, what's going on? This is Ryan coming at you with the Shady Groove podcast. And it's the end of November, so we got football, we got turkey, we got Thanksgiving, and this is all about you know, songs about being thankful and turkey and whatnot. So got a great block of music for you. There's going to be some thanks and praises. It's going to be a long one in the middle today, a classic for the holiday season, and of course, the gourds, and, you know, some stuff about the harvest. So stick right here. This is the Shady Groove. We're going to kick it all off today. This is William Devon doing Be Thankful for What You Got.
I have to holler for help. Give thanks and praises to the Most High. take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurted deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say, give them some praises, give them some praises, give them some praises.
All right, nothing like a little reggae to be thankful for right there. Little Bob Marley, he's not, he's being thankful for Jah, but you can be thankful for whatever you want. That was Bob Marley and the Wailers doing Give Thanks and Praise off of their 1983 album Confrontation, released posthumously after Bob Marley's death there. Before that was the Avett Brothers doing Nothing Short of Thankful off of their 2004 album Mignonette, and Sam and Dave doing I Thank You. David Porter and Isaac Hayes doing their best. That was a single released in 1968, and we started that all off today. This thankful podcast with William Devon doing Be Thankful for What You Got. The great soul tune right there, written by William Devon, produced for like $500, really put together. So that was just a great great tune, man. You may not have a great big Cadillac, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. All right, folks, let's keep it rolling. This is we got some great music. This is the Shady Groove, and you know, if you didn't notice so far, it's all songs about being thankful and giving thanks and praise. It's a little bit about turkeys and whatnot in here. So let's roll it on out now with little Zeppelin. Thank you.
Still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman. today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me.
Thank you. rap again, giving thanks and praise. Cause I could've been pushing a daisy with Babylon trying to fade me, but I evaded it, see. Got involved with something that had nothing to do with me. Giving thanks for the quest for one love and one unity. Cause free is what we should be. One people, not in captivity. Giving thanks for the sun up above. Shine as ever, warm and raise a jar of love. It keeps my black skin blacker, so you know it's a factor. Giving thanks for the days that's past us. Jah provides not because he has to. Giving thanks for what I have, Jah. Remember I and I, when you pass by and by. Would you ever see an eye when I give thanks and praise?
Every day you're still alive, but a little bit older. I just shake it off, can't let it get me down. Especially in this crunch time, I won't just sit around and lose my. Got to keep my shit together. Won't be walking on this earth forever. I might have lost my job, lost my girl's touch, but I ain't in a rush. So hush, baby, hush. I'm just chilling in the park, clear my mind. It's a nice day, the sky's still blue, the wind is still blowing, the trees are still growing. My baby boy is too. Getting bigger every day. We chill a Philly around the way where we living. Got the whole world a check. This is just the beginning. So I keep my mind open, my eyes shining bright. I'm an old dog learning new tricks every night. And every time you get cut, you know you might get scarred. But don't sweat it, kid. Just remember who you are.
When I give thanks and praise, thanks for the birds and the herbs and the words I speak to us a purr sound. Giving thanks for the funky dope sound. Giving thanks for the crown placed on Haile Selassie. Jah will be done the fulfillment of the prophecy. Door to doors, King of Kings for all eternity. Giving thanks for my help, cause I know that somewhere there's children starving to death. Giving thanks for my friends and my family. Couldn't make it sometimes without them helping me. So what's up gonna come up? Babylon taking me through phases, but still giving thanks and praise.
Folks, so that was G Love and Special Sauce going back to 2006 off of their album Lemonade. That was Thanks and Praise, as you just heard. Talking Heads before that doing Thank You for Sending Me an Angel. That was a live track cut in Saratoga in 1983. And then we started that block off with Zeppelin doing Thank You off of their second album. Number two, that's Robert Plant's first song that he wrote all the lyrics for Zeppelin, and it was actually a tribute to his then wife Maureen. So we're gonna keep it rolling. It's about midway through. It's midway jam right now, so we're gonna leave you sit back and relax, because this is a classic. It's not Thanksgiving until you heard this song, and so we're gonna go back to 1968. I believe it is 1969, Arlo Guthrie doing Alice's Restaurant Massacre. So sit back and relax, enjoy the story. It's a great one. And hey, this is Shady Groove.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower, with her husband Ray and Fatsha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning, when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking over for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car, but when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with a 27 8x10, covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one, sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill, kill, kill! And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill! And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill! And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Didn't feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. He stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid." And I walked over to the bench there, and there's his Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and here was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" Said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." I said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there, the hairy eyeball, and all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, and study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation, or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing this song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Excepting Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Say, walk right in, it's around the back, and just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Da 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 da. At Alice's restaurant.
You're listening to The Shady Groove, and this is brought to you by the 27 8x10 colored glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one means. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Alice's Restaurant, a Thanksgiving classic going back to 1967 from Arlo Guthrie. I hope you enjoyed it. I definitely did. It's a long one, but it's a good one. So that's some good stuff. This is the Shady Groove, and we are we're playing some great stuff about thanks and turkeys. So we got another one right now. This is from Taj Mahal, going way back, talking about turkey going through the corn. This is called Little Red Hen.
One, two, three, four. Well, little red hen said to little red rooster, you don't come around here much as you used to. Now, honey, you long gone. Baby, you're
long gone.
Oh, you're
long gone.
Think I can talk it through the corn. The old gray mule say that old gray hen, honey, now tell me where that rooster of yours have been.
She said, long gone.
Say he long.
Long gone.
Oh, that sweet gray goat, see that old fat mule. You know people around here been talking, telling me that you're a fool, but they're
long gone.
Yeah,
Mr.
Long Gone.
Oh, they long gone.
Long gone.
Oh, they like it. Because I take my time and I'm
long gone.
Honey, I'm long
gone.
I'm long gone. Baby, just like a
turkey through the cold.
And turn your damper down, mama. Now you know I'm
long gone.
Honey, I'm
long gone.
I'm long gone. Baby, like a turkey through the
cone. Like a turkey through the cone.
Like a
long gone.
Like a turkey through the cone.
fuse it in the sun. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, folks, Adam Sandler doing a great version of his Thanksgiving song. Wonderful track, you know, using his, you know, his style. He definitely made a style all his own, you know, playing those songs on Saturday Night Live and then moving into the album. So that was going back to 1996 Adam Sandler doing that Thanksgiving song. We had Neil Young doing Harvest off of the album of the same name from 1972 in there. And Taj Mahal doing Little Red Hen off of his 1973 Ooh So Good and Blues. So that's about all we got for you today, folks. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you give thanks. This is The Shady Groove checking out, and we're about to hear the Gourds like we always do about this time. This is The Clear Night, or just Clear Night, off of the Gourds' first album, Dem's Good People. See ya.
It's a clear night. How are you tonight? It's a bone white smile of a night. There are chimes that chill my bones. There are chimes that chill my high bones. And I know you don't know which way I will go when I cross that line. I walk across that line. It's a clear night. How are you tonight? It's a cross that line, tiptoe across that line. I once was one of you, baby. I once was one of you. It's a clear